And for a recap, we're joined in the studio by NPR's Steve Inskeep, who was actually on covering the press conference earlier today. He has also spent some time in Iraq as a Pentagon correspondent. And Steve, I've neglected to ask you, given your time in Iraq and given the news of today of the capture of Saddam Hussein, what do you think? What's your reaction? And perhaps talk a little bit about what might happen.
Well, there. Two things come to mind, Leanne. One is that if you were going to imagine one single piece of good news that the Bush administration or the U.S. military would want, this would have to be that single piece of good news. But another thing that comes to mind is to realize that about 600 U.S. soldiers were sent to capture Saddam Hussein. That's 600 soldiers out of 130,000 in the country. And so while those 600 have a great cause to celebrate today, there's another 130,000 or so who still have a job to do. This is a very troubled country. This is a country that has been experiencing attacks from many different quarters. We heard Ivan suggest that the very nature of the place where Saddam Hussein was staying doesn't suggest that he was in a bunker with a command center directing these attacks. They were being directed elsewhere. We heard Gary Anderson earlier today saying that there are as many as five disparate groups. We heard Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution talk about an estimated 5,000 dedicated resistance fighters. And so all those forces are still out there opposing the United States.
NPR's Steve Inskeep in the studio. Thank you very much, Steve, for being very patient and sitting here throughout our coverage.
Anything to help.
Just to recap for you, the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein has been taken into custody by U.S. forces. He's being held in a secure and undisclosed location. We will be continuing to cover this story from all perspectives, from the White House. The president is expected to speak at noon, and we will also be getting reaction from both this country and around the world. Stay tuned. Thank you.